Welcome back to Endpoint TV. I'm your host, Ron Jacobs. Today, joined by Leo Shum from our team in Shanghai.
Hi, Ron.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Now, tell me about yourself, Leo. What do you do?
Okay. So, my name is Leo. I am a test lead working in the ADX at Fravic Developer Experience Team in Shanghai, China.
Ah, okay. Right. Now, you guys work on the things like the tools that people use, like the WCF test client, for
example.
That
is correct.
Okay, and so that's kind of in the realm of what we're talking about today. For those people who are like, what are they talking about? I'm sure most people have seen the WCF test client. It's this, you know, if you're creating a WCF service, you want to just check it out, make sure that it works. So you fire up the test client. It connects and it gets the WSDL and it comes back and it shows you this nice little thing and it gives you a UI that you can invoke your service.
Wow, you know a lot about it.
I have done it before.
Okay,
it's great. It's a good tool. Been around a long time. I mean, there's actually we're doing some improvements on it for the next release of Visual Studio, right?
Right, that is correct.
But one of the problems is, and when you start writing services that are not SOAP, they're WCF, they're Web HTTP, or some people might say REST, right? Then you're like, okay, if it's an HTTP GET, I can test it with my browser. But if it's a POST, a PUT, a DELETE,
That's correct.
Then I gotta like write a little console app or use Fiddler is another tool that a lot of people use. So you're thinking about this, right?
Exactly. So exactly that's one of the biggest customer ask from the forum that we have collected. And so that's why I'm here today trying to introduce a new feature that we're currently developing on. It's called the web-based test client for REST. But we call it a different name. We call it Web HTTP, which is our implementation for the REST services.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and so just so you know, we have this kind of We wonder if we should call things REST or not, you know, because REST is an idea. It's like, you know, is it REST or not REST? Look, we're not going to argue about that. We're just going to say, here's a tool that you can use to test services, REST, not REST, or just whatever. They're just HTTP services.
That is correct.
Okay. And we're also not going to say, we're going to tell you right up front, we're not going to say when you can get this tool exactly.
Okay.
But it's coming soon, very soon.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, okay. Within a few months.
Okay.
All right, we'll say it that way.
Sure, sure.
All right, so
anything you like?
You're going to show me this tool. Tell me what you're going to show me here.
Okay, sure. So we have Visual Studio open up. And then, so let's see. I'm going to create a new project. So first of all, this web-based test client is, along with the REST template, which is right here, is is our implementation for enhancing discoverability and also making the REST service a first-class citizen. So it will enhance how people develop the REST services on Visual Studio, and in addition to ad hoc testing it and debugging it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me call this service and then call it a demo. Okay, let's start it up. Okay, here.
Okay, and so this is our template with our new service.
That is correct. And at the right-hand side, I hope people can see this. And then we have the service, which has been created for you. And then we have the web.config. Well, everybody is pretty familiar. So this is a REST service template. And then let me collapse some of the details. So right here, we have two methods already provided. Well, and then here there are attributes for the REST service, WebGet, which all the REST developers are very familiar with. And then we also have some web invoke with the method. Like it's the HTTP verb. It can be, you know, get, post, delete, put, and other stuff like that. And then we have a sample class. And then right here, before I jump to the config. So here there is a comment about machine name, port, and then there are servers, help, slash help. This allows you to take a look at all the method names available at the webs at the REST service.
Right.
So, let me show the web.config right here. So, in order to enable the web-based test client, like right now we have to do a little bit of config right here, and I'm going to show you here. First of all, I'm going to create a behavior extension because the WCF web service is implemented in a new assembly, which will be integrated into the Microsoft.visualstudio.service model.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so this is just some kind of thing that you have to do for right now, or people will have to do this later, or?
Yeah, well, people don't have to do it later. But okay. Right now, because we're still in development, so we'll have to do it.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm just going to paste and just going to skip it. By the way, I have to correct myself, is Microsoft Service Model.web.test, but,
But you don't have to worry about this, because later it'll just get done for you somehow.
That is correct. Right. That is so true. So right here, we have to create a behavior for creating the endpoint behavior to enable the web-based test client. Endpoint behavior, okay?
Okay.
And then behavior. We give it a name, service test behavior. And then right here, we have a web HTTP binding, which is our new binding with REST service.
Okay.
Right. And then here, help page, help enable, you go through. So with this set, we will be able to show the help page. And then I will show you guys what a help page will display in a moment. And then also, I'm going to give this. Let's try it again. Web HTTP test. So this behavior will allow me to prompt the test client as well.
Oh, okay.
Right. So right now you have to add this to in config file in order to enable the web-based test client. There is also a way that you can do it in code.
Yeah.
But then for this demo is basic, so I'm just going to show how you can do it in a config file.
Okay. All right.
We can block about the other way.
Yeah.
Code-based config later on. And then at the endpoint level, I also have to create an endpoint to consume this endpoint behavior. So I'm going to do this service with a name. You go to this one. And then I have an endpoint. Then, oops, not had it. Let me rewind a bit. Endpoint, right. So at the endpoint, we have ABC, binding. You go to web, HTTP binding, and at the behavior configuration, we would just pick this one, which we have previously created, and the contract. Okay. Right here. Endpoint services. Okay, everything looks good. So I will just point to the service, select it right here, .svc, and I'm going to press F5.
Okay.
Finger crossed.
Now, just quick question.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to continue debugging?
Right. This is a default dialog, which is being prompted for enabling debugging Internet Explorer.
So, okay.
So I'm going to check this. Don't show this dialog again, and yes.
Okay.
It will prompt us. Right.
So now, in the config that we've used here, a lot of this can be set up using the web script or web service host factory.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, except for one thing, is this new behavior, this web HTTP test behavior.
Right. That's right.
So, is that going to be? Is there going to be some way to set it up with web service host factory? Do you know?
Well, right now we can't expose this kind of details yet.
Oh, okay. So all right. Secret information.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just was curious when I saw this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But very good question.
All right. So let's. So I see your browser started up this down there.
That is correct.
Okay.
So right here we have the service prompt.
Yep.
It's being hit. So I previously mentioned about the help page.
Right.
So we have to type help/help right here.
Okay.
And then this is the help page which shows all the metadata information for the REST service right here.
Yeah.
And then if you click on one of them,
yeah.
And then it shows you like the response XML body and then the JSON body and all the stuff. We wouldn't get into too much details in here. So let me go back to the help page. And then instead of going to the help page, we have the test web-based test client. We have to type /test.
Uh-huh.
And that will prompt here.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it looks pretty clean and simple right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's the intention. So right here, this is HTTP resource list. It enumerates through the REST all the resources and give you all the list of the methods available.
Okay.
Right, so right now I only have one. So if I click this one and then okay, let me explain a little bit. The request URI, which is read-only, so you can muck around with it.
Yeah.
And then people are so familiar with the HTTP method. And here is available as a drop-down.
Ah, okay.
Right. So, and then the header, and then response status. Let me click invoke right here.
Okay.
So, as you notice, the call history, there is a call history which allows you to review some of the HTTP invocation that you have done before with this REST service. So it's very convenient for testing purposes. And then, so it's going to tell you the response is okay, 200 with a response body, like that. So fairly simple right now. And then has multiple views, like formatted view, the XML view, the JSON view, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay, so this service is very simple. I'm going to show another service which I have previously created in order to demonstrate the features. So I have this one. Okay, so this REST service implementation has a lot more methods. So we have like a couple webcat and web invoke. You notice that we have post, delete, put.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, it's a REST service with a collection resources.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. So we have sample items and we have sub-sample item. We have a list of them, list of sample items. Okay. So let me press F5. I've previously configured a web HTTP endpoint to be enabled with test client.
Okay.
Okay. So right here, if I go to help page again, so I see all the metadata right here. I see all the HTTP resources.
Yeah.
Yep. Along with the parameters. Okay. Okay. So, again.
So now I'm just curious. Now the your test page is getting back some data about the service because you know what verbs it supports. You've looked at the URI templates, I assume, to get this information. So that's that test behavior that does that stuff for you, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. Beautiful.
Right. And then let me invoke the service for multiple times so you get the idea of the call history. So for example, I click the get and then now I'm going to post. And then right here, if you have like custom class, then you can create like, for example, a simple item, and here I give it the ID, and then this is, for example, endpoint TV, which is just a random value.
Yeah.
And then it supports the array, like collection types.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice.
New sample stuff, a string, new array of string, which I'm not going to do anything, and then maybe 555, and then do at invoke. So again, the status is okay. The status code is 200, meaning that it's successful. And then down there, I have a response body. Okay. So if I go for another HTTP resource with an ID right here.
Mm-hmm.
So here.
Ah, it, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it allows me to input the parameter value. Mm-hmm. So the ID was 0. And then I click invoke. And here I see the sample item that I previously inputted and it's being shown in the formatted view. And here, called the call history, you are able to go back to a previous service invocation. So if I click here, it will show me what I've done before.
Okay. So if you wanted to just make a small change and do it again, you can do it.
Yeah, that is correct. It enhanced the debugging experience and the ad hoc testing experience. And you can easily host this REST service on the Windows Server AppFabric or the Windows Azure AppFabric.
Ah.
And then your end user, or maybe a third party customer, they will be able to leverage this web-based test client to test out the REST service before writing the end application, end user application.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So that's pretty cool, and especially because since you implemented this as a behavior, then you can decide, maybe you don't want this enabled on your production service, you know, maybe for whatever security reason or something, you might say, well, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Or you could choose to do it if you wanted to, either way. And so it gives you the flexibility to do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is correct.
And I imagine that this test behavior is sending back and forth JSON data back to this guy, to this page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's even conceivable that someone could just invoke these services without this page if they wanted to.
Yeah, that is correct. Well, it's based on SOAP, so you can just do it without any additional complication.
Oh, okay. So this page is actually sending SOAP messages back and forth to the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. Oh, okay. I see. Oh, interesting. All right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So once again, the web-based test client it can be added as a item template onto other project files as well. So let's say you have ASP.NET or you have like WCF workflow service library,
yeah.
And then you can just add the REST service template and then to enable the web-based test client in the config file.
Uh-huh.
And then you can also get the same experience as well.
Oh,
yep.
Interesting. Okay.
And then there are multiple service types we would support, like for example, a REST service with singleton resource or collection resource or agents enabled WCF service or syndication service as well.
Yeah, very nice.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, and it's pretty simple.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's really nice because, like you say, these kind of services has been hard to test without a test client. So
mm-hmm.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
Can't say when exactly, but it's very soon. We're nearly done, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes,
good. So that's good to have. So thanks so much, Leo, for joining us today.
Okay, thank you for your time, Ron.
All right.
It's good to see you.
I'll see you next time in Shanghai.
Okay.
All right, and we'll see you next time on Endpoint TV.
Okay, bye.